Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real phony gon' recognize, still, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm still on the TV, mama, 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 put this down.
Radio show. I'm your host Pudgy. Y'all know how we do it every Sunday. We do it live. In effect, you know how we get down, man. Y'all know how we do it every Sunday on the KIRP Radio show. Today is Sunday, July 3rd, 2011. Got to put the date in there since a lot of people say they don't know what day I'm broadcasting and they listen to old shows and this and that and the other. So today is July 3rd, 2011. One day away from Independence Day, July 4th, folks. I know. The barbecues were going down around. Man, you could walk outside, and I don't know if you ever watched Tom and Jerry, but it could lift me up in the, you know how the smoke used to lift them up in the air and bring them through the window, and the lady would put the pie in the window. So that's how I was this whole weekend when I was going to the store, man. The barbecues were on, and it was definitely popping. Shout out to everybody out there celebrating Independence Day, man. Even if you don't know what it stands for, shout out to you for having a cookout, barbecue, whatever you did, a party. You know, a lot of people really go in on July 4th, and I assume the fireworks were probably going down too, so hopefully we didn't have any fires out there and folks were really responsible this weekend with the fireworks and things of that nature, man. July 4th, big holiday in the States, in the United States, you know, celebrating our independence from the Great Brits. And, you know, I guess people get excited about that out here, man. I asked one dude I said, hey man, what's July 4th really about? He said the Boston Tea Party. I'm like, what you mean the Tea Party? He's like, well, you know, when we sold the tea, when we threw the tea away, whatever he was saying. So I was like, yeah, all right, if that's why you want to celebrate, cool, cool with me if it's cool with you, man. Tonight, folks, We got a nice show coming on. We're going to talk about the healthcare bill. I don't know. If folks saw the posts that were going back and forth on the Facebooks and on the Twitters, and we were talking about the healthcare bill, 3200, I believe. That was actually the first what for folks are commonly referred to as Obamacare. We're talking about Obamacare, and you know, looking at pages 1000 through 1008. A lot of people feel like there's a big conspiracy going on about those pages. The conspiracy theory is about, quote unquote, the implantable devices. And, you know, a lot of folks know about the RFIDs. And I went in and I drank the Kool-Aid, you know, threw some posts out there. And hold on for a minute. Everybody know what I mean by drunk the Kool-Aid, right? Go ask your mom what drunk the Kool-Aid means. You know, ask your grandma who Jim Jones was. But anyway, I drunk the Kool-Aid, so, you know, I had to go in and research, and I did my research. But I stayed on cue because it was interesting that you really pull a lot of people in with this. Like, folks won't research anything. And I'm one person who's been saying all along that we need to research, and we need to be informed about things, because a lot of times we go off of what we're told. We go off of what the president comes on TV and say. I heard a speech that the president made where he said his father was a World War II vet. No, hey, man, this dude is a trip. Shout out to the president, man. I love him. You know, but I was tripping out where he said his father, the Kenyan man, was a vet. Was a World War II vet. Man, you know what? That had me gone for a minute. I couldn't even talk, man. My stomach was hurting. I was laughing. I was on the floor just rolling around because I couldn't believe what I heard. So you always hear politicians, you know, sell you the world, and they'll take you to hell in a handbag just to get a vote, you know what, just to get what they want. And, you know, you expect that out of them. So I just never heard a president tell one that blatant. I heard George Bush tell a few too, but you know, I just never heard one like that. It was that personal. You know, my father, World War II vet. He got off the topic real fast. This dude is clever. But anyway, you know, I was posting a lot of things about the healthcare bill, 3200. I really didn't get into the other several bills. If I'm not mistaken, there's 11 more changes after the 2009-2010 bill. I think there's 11 more changes, if I'm not mistaken. I got some notes here. But at any rate, there were a lot of changes made, folks. There are a lot of things that were changed in the healthcare bill. And it still doesn't make it any better for me. It still doesn't make it any better. The outrage that folks are crying about is the RFID, the implantable device. A lot of folks saying, oh, it's the mark of the beast. It's the mark of the beast. And I don't want it. And I'm not going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. I just want to tell the folks who think they're not going to get it, you're going to get it because you already got it. Okay? But anyway, we're going to talk about the Mark of the Beast on the show. And I got my man Kevin Daniels, president of Frederick Douglass Foundation. He's in the booth with me today, you know, in the studio with me today. And we're going to go to a little bit of scripture. And I know some of you folks don't believe in God out there that listen to this show, but it is what it is. Deal with it, because I do. And we're going to go to a little bit of scripture, and we're going to talk about some things that people might even think are relevant that aren't to the healthcare bill, and some things that folks don't know about in the healthcare bill that are very relevant to maybe scripture, or you know, to nativity or informational privacy. So I don't know. Stay tuned, man. It's the KRP Radio Show. Y'all know we're doing it real big right here on this July 3rd, 2011. We're also going to have a Stretching Your Budget segment with my girl, Charlotte. She's going to come through and drop us some knowledge on how to save a dollar, how to save a buck, coupon cutting, whatever it is. And, you know, Charlotte just came off vacation. So if you want to know a little bit about some vacation, or, you know, hit me up, let me know. I also got my man Rod Woods and Contessa Woods, extraordinary, let me tell you, extraordinary vacation planners. Extraordinary vacation planners. If you want to take a vacation, right? I know I'm doing a commercial, but it is what it is. If you want to take a vacation and you can only afford to, maybe you're not good at saving the money yourself, and you can only afford to spend $500, but you want to go to the Bahamas, get with me. I'll get with Rod and Contessa, And I guarantee you they can get you to the Bahamas for $500 and making small payments at a time. Now, you got to be on time. You ain't going to make a $5 payment here, $7 payment, then I'll get you next week. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be organized. They have a structure. They have a system in place where you can spend a nice small amount of money in small increments, maybe monthly, bi-monthly. I'm not really sure how they got it set up, but monthly or bi-monthly, and you'll end up going on a nice vacation, folks. I'm not talking about the Myrtle Beach. No disrespect to all the Myrtle Beach girls. I know Myrtle Beach got some paper this week. But and the Virginia Beach and all that's cool, too. I love both of them. But I'm talking about leaving the country, perhaps Mexico, perhaps the Cayman Islands. I don't know. I think they just came back from Jamaica. They make it very public when they go on trips. They let it be known, hey, if you want to go on a trip, get with us, and, you know, we can make that happen for you, you know, making just small payments, small deposit payments at a time. So, anyway, man, that's Ryder Contessa Woods. I'm not real sure the name of the company. I'll get that in just a second after I come back on commercial, and we'll drop them in again. Maybe we can give them a call or something, all right? But for the first caller that gets through, we got an Ed Hardy bag. The first caller that gets through, we got an Ed Hardy bag for you. But you're going to have to answer the question, and if you don't get the question right, you don't get the bag. We don't believe in giving away nothing for free on here. You got to earn it. At least try to earn it. You know what I mean? So looking for the first caller that can get through and that's going to answer this question. And we're not going to tell you what it's about. It's a simple question. We just want to make sure you can answer it. But, you know, that's what we do, man. So we're talking about the Mark of the Beast. We're talking about the healthcare bill. We're going to get into a little bit of scripture. We're going to talk about Obamacare. We're going to talk about all of that when we come back on the KRRP radio show. You rocking with Pudgy, man. 619-638-8559 is the number. Make sure you hit us up. One love.
Garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
We're in warfare, and Jesus Christ is looking for warriors that are willing to fight.
We need to leverage our political power and our political interests in both parties.
We have the opportunity to talk about how our values work, because when they're put in place, when we govern according to those values, they work.
If anybody is going to take on Mr. Barack Obama, it's going to be black conservatives.
When you push in abortion upon a population, you ask yourself, who's pushing it?
Democrats cannot win without the black vote.
The Jesse Jackson era is over.
Conservatism is neither white nor black. It's what's right. It's what's good.
Our community is everyone.
This is a Kingdom of God movement.
When I was in inner city, pastoring, what I saw was the Democratic Party making inner city, at that time, a social wasteland.
Maybe it's you who needs to decide that you want something different and stop waiting for a politician to hand that to you.
We are serious about the mission that we have for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we stand on three basic pillars, and we don't apologize for it, but we are devoted Christians, first and foremost. We are proud Black Americans and active Republicans. There are two issues that are facing our nation today that we don't allow anybody, if they want to get our support. You are pro-life, and you believe marriage is composed of one man and one woman at one time. We may not be the organization for you, and that's okay. We're not changing who we are.
I don't understand that. They won't mention that the vice chair. When I tell a lot of people this, even Republicans, they say, wow, we didn't know that. They didn't know that the vice chair of the North Carolina Republican Party is a Black man named Dr. Timothy Johnson. Timothy Johnson is also the national chairman and founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They don't mention that the KKK was a terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. They just talk about what they did to Blacks, but they fail to mention, they forget that one little detail. And another thing they won't tell you is that from 1929 to 1974, North Carolina had a eugenics board, and they passed the Sterilization Act, which they forcibly sterilized 7,600 people, some of them as young as 8 years old. They don't mention that. Democrats were doing that.
Son. Yeah. Yo, son, you light up this, son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. 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 Rilla. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We back. KRRP Radio Show. WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. 619-638-8559. If you desire to speak, you want that Ed Hardy bag. Hit number one, and you can talk to the host, and we're going to get something cracking. I got a question to ask you, though. So if you hit the number one and you don't want to talk, just don't say anything, because I'm not going to wait for long. I'm definitely not going to wait for long. But anyway, shout out to my folks over there at Full Negro Dialect, FND, FullNegroDialect.com, Sonny Johnson, extraordinary woman, movie star, motivational speaker, man. You know what? Jack of all trades. That's all I can tell you. Sonny Johnson, we might prank call her in a minute, too. We might prank call her and tell her it's, I don't know, Van Jones on the phone or something like that. So you folks, look up Van Jones. You don't know who he is, and you'll find out why. But anyway, shout out to Sonny at FullNegroDialect.com. And Sonny does some extraordinary things for some extraordinary people, and that's us. You know, she definitely stands up for the rights, the human rights of folks, for the rights of Black people, for the rights of the misinformed, and definitely for the rights of the community. So Sunny's going out. She's traveling. She's going all the way around the world to do some very important things and to talk about what the community needs and where we need to go. One thing about Sunny that you should know is that she named the site Full Negro Dialect for a specific reason. There's no sugarcoating it with Sunny. You are who you are. And in Sunny's mind, you know, coming from me now, in Sunny's mind, you should be able to present yourself how you are, whomever you are. As long as you're informed, that's the only thing that matters, but be you. That's something she says a lot. As long as it's you, P, be you, P. So, you know, that's why we love Sunny, man, because no matter where we go or what you can say, Sunny's going to always be her, and she always show love. So love is always welcome in my book, man. That's a new sister to me. So shout out to Sunny, FullNegroDialect.com. Y'all check that site out. There's some crazy stuff on there that you definitely should hear. And when I say crazy, we're talking about good. You need to get with the speed, folks. Get up with the lingo. But anyway, you know, KRP Radio Show, we're here to talk about health care. We're here to talk about the mask and the mark of the beast. And, you know, we're going to talk about some scripture. We're going to get in a little bit of Bible and all this and that. You know, it's very interesting when you start getting knee deep into some things that folks don't commonly know about. And it's sad that the healthcare bill is supposed to represent the people, or supposed to be for the people, and the people have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They have no idea what the healthcare bill actually is. The only thing that I hear the most is that folks are saying, well, we need healthcare. We need healthcare. We should get free healthcare in America, and we should have this in America. And, you know, I won't say that I totally disagree with that, but I think with all things free, there's a cost. and there's a greater cost. And I don't think the cost is monetary when you deal with this healthcare bill that we're dealing with. This is the greatest nation in the world, okay? The greatest nation in the world, and we have been for quite some time now. While I know things are like, you know, a lot of things are going down. You know, we're losing in a lot of categories. We're struggling. We're definitely struggling in the job market. The middle class is no longer the middle class, in my opinion. The poor is next to dead, you know, in my opinion, and help is nowhere near. The folks that are working are struggling because the cost of goods have went up across the board all over the world, all over the United States especially, but definitely all over the world. We import everything. We don't export anything. Even an American car, if you buy an American car, you're paying twice the dollar. What's the car that was supposed to be the new icon car? Was it the Volt? The Chevy Volt? I think the car was started $47,000. I mean, who can afford, what average citizen can afford a $40,000 plus car? It's really right at $50,000, and I think that was basic, but who can afford that? So even if you want to be per se green, or you want to, you know, jump into the green thing, or you want to drive a green, fuel-efficient vehicle, who in the hell can afford it? You know, when you're talking $40,000 and $50,000 for a vehicle. Right now, I'm looking for a Beetle. If somebody out there got a Beetle, I need a $500 car right now. I need a Beetle, a car that's bad on gas. I don't care if it's small, big, whatever, because, I mean, we're sick of car payments. You know what I mean? And that's where a lot of people are. They don't want a car payment. They can barely make a car payment. They can barely pay the mortgage. Look at the mortgage crisis. So people are really struggling. The job rate just went up to 9%, I believe, 9.8%, if I'm not mistaken, rose back up to that. And I could be wrong. These numbers are from 2 weeks ago that I have off memory, or maybe 3 weeks ago now. But a 9% or better jobless rate in this country. So where do we go? You know, how do we benefit from some of the legislation that's been passed? So we go to the healthcare bill. And, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions about the healthcare bill. There are a lot of things that's going on in that bill that has been changed since 2009, 2010. A lot of what we see and what we've read isn't the same anymore. It's been changed. And just getting into this, you know, where it says this implantable device, and, you know, real quick before we really get knee-deep into this, you listen to the KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show, L.A., D.C., North Carolina, 500 through 1600 a.m. That means, folks, you can find the radio station, the show, from anywhere from 500 to 1600 a.m. They're small 1,000-watt stations. Chances are you may not get it unless you live up the block from the radio station. So it is what it is. But WMMG, that's the call. That's the call letters. And KRRP Radio Show is the show. If you want to hit us up on Facebook and leave a comment, we'll definitely get to your Facebook. That's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. You can also add us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/KRRP Radio Show. And also Twitter @NC Pudgy. That's me. We also got a YouTube. You know what it is by now, KRRP Radio Show. We're doing a YouTube thing. You can find me on Scribd. I'm trying to get into the Scribd thing a little more. Trying to figure that out. Got to figure it out. But anyway, you know, look for us, folks. Leave your comments online. You know, whatever you got to do. I think WMMG has a Facebook page now. Well, they definitely have a Facebook page now. So look them up. Make sure you add it. Leave your comments on there. If you're pissed off, you know you can email me, KRRPradio@gmail.com. You know, send me your pissed off quotes or something that I might have said wrong. And, you know, I'll publicly, you know, announce it. There's no shame in my game. I don't have a problem with that. I'm wrong more times than I'm right. So, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, talking about the healthcare bill for a second. I don't know if the president actually had his hand on everything in this bill, but I can tell you that this is the Obama administration's healthcare bill. It is their bill. They came up with it. They presented it. And, you know, here we are. But I just, you know, just for a second, I just want to go over some things that a lot of people don't know about the healthcare bill. And you know, we can get knee deep into it here in a second. But, you know, it was 219 votes for the healthcare bill and 212 votes against it. And the House of Representatives passed this healthcare reform bill. It seemed that everybody had an opinion about Obamacare. I mean, if folks would just stick to the facts, I think it would allow some more clarity in your lives. But there are also some things that we believe are facts that just aren't. Like one thing about the healthcare bill that a lot of people don't know is no Republicans voted for the healthcare bill, not one. No Republicans voted for the healthcare bill. 34 Democrats voted against the measures, the healthcare reform. 32 million was the estimated number of currently involved uninsured Americans who will receive coverage under this bill. 32 million people. 32 million people. Now, let's get this straight now. First of all, we loan money to the automakers, right? We took a loan out. We loan money to the automakers. We still have a housing crisis going on. The price of oil per barrel is higher on average. If you go back 24 months, it's higher. I'm sorry, 36 months now, it's higher than it's ever been on average. Yet, somehow, we seem to have found the money to insure 32 million people. Now, I don't know about your checkbook, but what it seems like to me is if the country is already struggling, if your household is already struggling, right? Kevin, if your house is struggling, right? And you can't make ends meet, how could you take out another loan for a new car? It just doesn't make common sense. So I'm really curious, and that's what made me start digging into the healthcare bill is just the simple fact of why now? Everybody know that healthcare needed to be reformed, but not in a way that they went about it. You're talking about 32 million more folks who are going to receive healthcare benefits, whether they want it or not, whether they're able or not. Hey, if they apply for it, they're approved, they got it. 32 million people. And I don't know how much money per person that is, but here's another fact. $940 billion is the estimated cost of healthcare reform that will be spent over the next 10 years. $940 billion. Now, somebody, will you please tell me where are we going to get that money from? And the house is already struggling. Think about it for a second. I want you to think to yourselves, because this thing is inevitable now. It's going to happen. $940 billion has got to come from somewhere. That's additional to the money that's already in the budget, the money that's already spent, already spoken for. Medicaid, folks, even, you know, a lot of people talk about Medicaid, right? A lot of people talk about Medicaid and Social Security, and they don't even realize that Medicaid and Social Security is non-negotiable on the Senate floor. Non-negotiable. They pass it automatic. They never discuss it. People don't even know that. The whole, you know, when they start talking about what's going on with the budgets and how we lose the money and how we doing this and how we doing that and we need to cut this and we need to do that, Medicaid and Social Security is coming out of the budget no matter what happens. So that means it's even less money that's going to be out there that we have to play with. But yet we add 32 million more people on the government's nipple. And now they got to eat too. They need some kind of health care too. So I challenge my listeners. I want you guys to think about where that money is going to come from. Something's got to give and something's got to be added. Where do you think it's going to come from? Taxes. Taxes, folks. Taxes. You know how Allen Iverson said practice. We got a game you want to talk about. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about practice? Practice? Come on, man. You asked me a question about practice. Well, this is what we need to say over and over to each other. Taxes? Taxes? We're struggling in the U.S., and you want to talk about adding more taxes? We got to pay more taxes? Hell yes, you got to pay more taxes, and it's coming. Now, the question is, can we survive through this tax increase? How would a nation defend itself? How would a nation fend for itself when we add 32 million more people? 32 million more people to its pockets. How are we going to do that? $940 billion additional funds that we're going to have to come up with already in a struggling America. Here's something else that's a fact that I found interesting. And I can't figure this part out. I don't even know where to start. But it says $143 billion is the estimated reduction in the deficit from the bill over the next 10 years. Now, this one's really got me. You add $940 billion, right? It's going to cost you $940 billion over the next 10 years for health care. But somehow out of that $940 billion that we spent, we're going to knock off $143 billion off the deficit. How is that possible? How is that possible? You might as well just deduct $143. I mean, you can make up a number and just deduct that from the money that you're going to spend. That's what it sounds like they've done. This is exactly what it sounds like they've done. They're pulling the wool over our eyes, and we're going for it. Nobody's making a big fuss about it. The only thing we're hearing about is the Democrat and Republican debate over the debt ceiling. Man, I'm so sick of the debt ceiling. The debt's already at the ceiling and above. It's over the ceiling. It's on the rooftops. $943 billion we're going to spend over the next 10 years. $143 billion we're going to save. Here's another fact. $53 billion. That's the portion of the $143 billion. I hope you guys are writing this down. This took a whole lot of studying. $53 billion is the portion of the $143 billion in the deficit reduction that comes from Social Security payroll taxes that will eventually be paid out in the form of retirement benefits. $53 billion is the portion of that $143 billion that they say they're going to save over the next 10 years. And that's going to come from Social Security payroll taxes that will eventually be paid out in retirement benefits at like 401ks and this, that, and et cetera. I got to go to a commercial, and I'm going to bring my girl Charlotte on right after the commercial break, and she's going to tell you why we're on the topic of money, and I'll come back with a few more facts, and, you know, we'll get knee-deep into it. I know folks are, they really want to hear about the RFIDs and, you know, the chips and what's going to happen with the RFID chips and is it really the mark of the beast and, you know, this, that, and the other. I don't know. You know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to chop it up. We're going to really see if we can figure this thing out. Hey, man, you listen to the KRRP radio show. You don't get it anywhere better. You don't get it anywhere realer. WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show, the number one black conservative radio in the land. In the land. Yeah, we'll be right back.
You connect to valet, I never leave my key. Never. The big homie pull my number, I might have to leave. No. Heard the club off the chain, I might need to go. Between his watch and his chain, I like him. No.
You're listening to WMMG. Home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites,
make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet @KRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show. And if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Sound Shoe, the number one online music tournament, encompasses 7 different genres, including hip-hop, R&B, country, reggae, reggaeton, pop, rock, and gospel. Music artists, log on to soundshoe.com to compete for a chance to have exclusive access to music listeners across the globe. Build relationships with other music artists and music professionals, plus maximize your exposure and gain worldwide attention. Music listeners, log on now to enjoy new music from up-and-coming artists. Then, vote for the songs you like best to ensure that your favorite artist wins. Also, check out the latest in music news. Music execs and producers, scout music talent to find your next big star. Musicians and voters, sign up for SoundChew today. That's www.soundchew.com. SoundChew. Once again, that's www.soundchew.com, the number one online music tournament.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man, holds it down. The purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
Yeah, WMMG, home of the KIRP Radio Show. You gotta love that beat, man. We was in here listening to the Sound Chew commercial, and it just took me back to the Wu-Tang days. The Wu-Tang days. My man Kevin was saying when that song used to come on back in the day, you were at the skating ring or the little teenage teeny bop club, or wherever you were. When the Wu-Tang came on, all the girls would get off the floor. And the guys are just wild out, like a mosh pit. So I don't know if anybody ever been to a concert when they had a mosh pit before, but I promoted some rock concerts before. So let me tell you, when I worked for Ball On Records as the head of A&R Hip Hop, that short little stint. But I had my first experience with a mosh pit. I wasn't out there, but I saw it, and I thought they were absolutely insane. But they loved it. And I never saw anything like that before in my life. Also, I got my love for the lead guitar there, too. So I still can't play, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'll be right soon. I'll be on it. Y'all see me with the lead, and I'm going to be rocking out, playing some B.B. King, though, or something like that. You know, that's how I do. But anyway, KRP Radio Show, WMMG's home of the KRP Radio Show. It's 7-3-2011. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, folks. What are you going to do on the 4th of July? I mean, I'm really wondering where the big event is going to be. Hopefully, everybody just party out this weekend because, you know, if you got Monday off, you got to go to work on Tuesday, and there's nothing worse than a Tuesday hangover. Well, I don't know what a Tuesday hangover is like, but I'm pretty sure it's terrible. Can't be any different from a Friday or Saturday hangover. I don't know what they feel like anymore, but whatever. Just be careful out there. It's July 4th. You know, we don't want any forest fires. You remember what Smokey the Bear used to say? I don't even remember what Smokey used to say, but don't play with matches and put your cigarettes out to prevent forest fires. I think that's what Smokey would say, right? That's what Smokey would say. Anyway, Yogi the Bear would say that too. But anyway, this we're going to a segment of Stretching Your Dollar with Charlotte. We're going to bring Charlotte on the air. She's going to tell you guys how to stretch your dollar. Charlotte, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
How are you? I'm lovely. What about you?
I'm wonderful. I just got back from vacation.
Oh, man. See, I need to go on a vacation, but I can't. You're going to have to host the whole show by yourself one day so I could go. What do you think?
Sure thing.
Sounds like a plan. Charlotte, guess what I did?
What did you do?
I clipped some coupons.
You didn't.
I did, and it saved me some money last week, so I'm going to clip some more tonight.
I am so impressed.
I'm so proud. I'm proud of myself. And I
How
think,
much did you save?
I saved at least $8. I don't know because I fell off the wagon at the end of the week because I forgot my coupons. But
uh-oh.
I did save at least $8 though. And that was the start. Cause
$8 is $8.
Yeah, that's right. That's a little bit of gas. So, you know, I saved
$8.
And I went to Burger King with the Burger King coupons. And I used the La Cocina. Shout out to La Cocina, Church Street, Burlington, North Carolina. Shout out to you guys, the best Mexican food in the city. So I used, you know, a coupon for that, and, you know, it was good. It was all good.
Well, I'm very proud.
Thank you. So, Charlotte, what you got for us this week?
I am going to talk about how to take a frugal vacation. That's what I just did.
Well, I would love to hear it. You got the floor.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, thanks for having me back. Basically, I just wanted to give 3 tips on how to take a frugal vacation. Since my family and I, we just got back from Sunset Beach, North Carolina, and it was absolutely beautiful. I have to say, going the week before July 4th is the best time to go because it was really not crowded at all. When we were leaving town today, there was cars everywhere, and I was like, thank goodness we came the week before. So, as you know, I love to coupon and save money. That's basically what my life revolves around. Sounds kind of boring, but it's actually exciting for me. I love to save money. So I just thought this would be the best time to talk about this because it's July 4th. Happy Independence Day, by the way. And I know a lot of families are looking to take vacations just like ours. So I thought that, you know, giving you some easy tips on how to save money while you're on vacation and how to get there would be the best thing for us to talk about today. So let's get started. Number one, my first and probably most important tip is to plan ahead. Like Pudgy said at the beginning of the show, he is an advocate of research, and I would have to say I am too. Research just takes a lot of the guessing game out of it. So if you research whatever it is you're going to do, you will probably save more money in the long run. Might take a little bit of time up front, but in the end, it's totally worth it. So research. When I say research, my number one thing I would want you to research is to choose activities on your vacation that are free or cheap. A lot of times, you know, when you're on vacation, you just want to stop off and do whatever's convenient. Pick, you know, you want to go shopping or take a stroll, whatever it is that you're trying to do. I would say pick whatever's free. Spend your money on something else that's more important. When we go to the beach, we were just there. I saw so many things that cost so much money, and it's easy to just blow, you know, tons and tons of money. So some of the tips that I had that you could do if you're going to the beach on vacation would be to spend your time at the ocean, the beach. You know, that's totally free. You've got it all to yourself other than the thousands of people around you. But you can, you know, save so much money because that's free. Or if your lodging where you're staying offers a pool, that's also a great time to spend some free time with your family, just relaxing in the pool, you know, hanging out, you know, doing things like that. The other thing I would say is to take a walk or window shop. Just because you're on vacation and you're at the outlet mall doesn't mean you need to buy something at every store. This used to be a problem of mine, but now that I'm frugal, I have found that I like to window shop more. And then just sightsee. If you're at the beach, there's usually lighthouses, fishing charters. We were actually drove by a fishing charter, and they were, you know, getting the catch of the day in. It was really neat just to sit there and watch them. So things like that. If you're going to the mountains, I would say go hiking. There's trails and parks that you can just take a walk and then go out and see the mountains, you know, after you've made your hike. Or you can take a picnic, pack in your lunch, planning ahead, take some sandwiches, chips, and drinks. That's just an easy thing, free thing to spend some quality time with your family while you're at the mountains. If you like to fish, that's another great thing that you can do that's free. You know, tons of things that you can do. The next thing I would say is plan your meals ahead. We actually took all of our food and stuff before our trip. I say write your meals down, everything that you're going to take. If you don't write it out, you tend not to want to stick to it. We actually offer a meal planner, basically, on our website, stretchingyourbudget.com. You can print that out and write down all your meals. It keeps you on track. And print that out with you and take it. And then also, when you're shopping for your food, by shopping ahead, you can get items on sale so that you're not spending a ton of money when you get down to the beach on food. That way you can slowly pay for the items, you know, about a month or two in advance as things are on sale and use coupons. So that you can lower your out-of-pocket expenses while you're on vacation. I would say we probably took about $400 worth of food, and we probably only spent about $100 total. So it's a great savings, and, you know, I totally would recommend it. We also just ate out about two times while we were on vacation. You know, you can splurge a little, have two great meals with your family out, and then take the rest of your meals. Enjoy your time and relax. The last thing I would say is to shop around for gas. This sounds like something that's so simple, but I noticed when we were driving around and had to fill up, the prices could vary about 20 cents a gallon per town. So, there's several different resources where you can find gas prices. If you don't have a smartphone, you can look online at gasbuddy.com, and they have you can search by location and look for gas prices that are cheap in your area. Or if you have a smartphone, you can download the Gas Buddy app to your phone, or there's also one called GasBot, B-O-T, and that is a free one-month trial. So you can use those resources to help you find the cheapest gas prices in the area that you're traveling to. I kind of thought it would be, you know, just neat to give you a little scenario really quick on how to, if you save 20 cents per gallon, for an example, just by going to the next town instead of just stopping off wherever was convenient for you. Let's say your tank holds 17 gallons and you save that 20 cents by waiting to go to the next town. That's a total of $3.40 per fill-up. We filled up about three times on our trip, so that's a savings of $10.20. So I thought, what would you do with $10? So I said to myself, what would I do? And I came up with three different things I could do with $10 on my vacation. One was I could buy two $5 DVDs at the Walmart section. I could rent 10 DVDs from Redbox or Blockbuster Express. Those are those little kiosks that you see now that fits up the DVD. Or I could buy 2-foot-long subs from Subway. So, Pudgy, you said you got to go to a Burger King for your $8 savings. So this is what I would do with my $10 savings. So these are tons of great ways that you can save money on your vacation and have more money to do something special with your family that you've been wanting to do, or just use the savings that you didn't use on your to pay bills or to buy extra groceries the next month. So there's just tons of ways to cut back on your vacation. So choose these things wisely. Pick what's important to you on your vacation and cut out what's not. I always say the less is more. So just make sure that you're watching what you spend and, you know, spending your money wisely. Last week we talked about getting a budget and staying on track. And so if you guys started that this week, this is a good time to look at, you know, your vacation plans and decide what it is you want to do and what's important. So take a look at those things. We have tons of things on our website that you can look at, resources. You can find us at www.stretchingyourbudget.com, or you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/stretchingyourbudget.
Yep.
You can also find us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/stretchyourbudget.
That's what it's like, stretching your budget. Make sure you guys, I hope you guys got that. Charlotte, when I take a vacation, what's the best way, when you said shop early, what's the best way to, like, preserve the food? And when you say shop early, how early should you shop?
For us, we started about 2 months in advance. As the show progresses, I'm going to tell you a few more good tips on how to shop and save. But the best thing to preserve your food is to freeze it. You'd be surprised on how much you can actually freeze. You can freeze milk, butter, cheese, tons of stuff. So you can shop as early as 3 months in advance, because most things will keep in the freezer about 3 months.
Well, we are going to Disneyland, so I think that's what we're going to do. And if you know any tips on Disneyland, hit me up, because it's costing me a little bit of an arm and a leg. But anyway, I'm going to take your advice.
I'd love to go, so I'll call you.
You'll definitely call me on that. So, Charlotte, you got any shout-outs before you go?
I don't. Just have a happy 4th of July, and everybody stay safe.
Thank you, Charlotte. That was Charlotte from Stretching Your Dollar. Making sure we stretch our money, man, and Charlotte always holds us down. New addition to the KRP radio show. I hope you guys welcome her with open arms. She's doing a very, very beautiful thing for us folks. She spends countless hours researching these things. The website is up. I mean, it's you got to take it for what it is. You know, you can't get this kind of information anywhere on any other talk radio show but this one, WMMG, home of the KRP radio show. I'll be right back with Kevin Daniels, and we're going to talk about a little bit of scripture, and we're going to get into the Mark of the Beast and the 666. And you guys ever seen The Diary of Emily Rose, by the way? Anybody ever seen that? That's my movie, though. Anyway, be right back.
garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Messing up in this winter? Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
Sound Shoe, the number one online music tournament, encompasses seven different genres, including hip-hop, R&B, country, reggae, reggaeton, pop, rock, and gospel. Music artists, log on to soundshoe.com to compete for a chance to have exclusive access to music listeners across the globe. Build relationships with other music artists and music professionals, plus maximize your exposure and gain worldwide attention. Music listeners, log on now to enjoy new music from up-and-coming artists. Then, vote for the songs you like best to ensure that your favorite artist wins. Also, check out the latest in music news. Music execs and producers, scout music talent to find your next big star. Musicians and voters, sign up for SoundChew today. That's www.soundchew.com. SoundChew. Once again, that's www.soundchew.com, the number one online music tournament.
A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own soul. And the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my face and find my soul.
WMMG, home of the KRP radio show. We are back on the air, folks. Got to let you guys know that 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism. One out of every 100 children born today will be diagnosed with autism. If you have any questions or need support, we can help. The Autism Society of North Carolina, 800-442-2762. Again, that's 800-442-2762. Or you can log on the website at autismsociety. That's AUTISMSOCIETY. AutismSociety-NC.org. One more time. www.autismsociety-NC.org. Maybe you can make a difference. I don't know. Shout out to my folks over there at Autism Society, man. We will be doing a commercial on that every single week, probably from now to the rest of the year, just as a little donation to them and as a little bit of awareness for folks out there who don't really know what autism is or, you know, don't know anything about the disease. But, you know, 60,000 families are affected in North Carolina. That's one out of every 110 kids is born. So, you know, I think it's relevant to talk about. I think, you know, that maybe we should spend some time to engage in conversation about this. And, you know, maybe we can learn something. Maybe we can learn a thing or two. I don't know. But going to the Facebook, got some Facebook comments to read off about the healthcare bill. This is from Kevin Watkins. He says, Obamacare is unconstitutional. We need to vote to change things. ! We need a fair tax and some serious department reduction. Sorry about that, Kevin. We need some serious debt reduction. It will hurt us all, but it will make the future possible. We need to get back to what's real and quit being led around the smooth talking fools. I like that. He goes on to say the federal government needs to get out of our personal choices for education. Health care assistance programs should be controlled locally, i.e. the state and the local elected officials. My man, I hear you loud and clear. I definitely hear what you're saying. And, Kevin, I definitely appreciate you supporting us as you do all the time and every week. I really appreciate what you're for us, my brother. B.I.G. in my book, as you know. Also, got some more comments on the Facebook. But, folks, if you don't know the pages, it's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. Leave your comments on there, man, and let us know what you feel. You know, we were talking about the healthcare reform 3200, which was the original bill. And in the original bill, it's saying that there would be, it says the National Medical Device Registry from H.R. 3200, healthcare bill, pages 1001 through 1008, section 1. It says the secretary shall establish a national medical device registry. And this subsection referred to as the registry to facilitate an analysis of post-market safety and outcome data on each device that either A, has been used in a patient, or B, is used as a class 3 device. A device 2 that is implantable, life-supporting, or life-sustaining. That's the big argument. That's what a lot of folks are talking about. A lot of folks have a problem with implantable device, class 2 implantable device. Now, if you look at the updates on the healthcare bill, it goes on to explain exactly what some of those are. It doesn't say what all of them are, but it says what types of devices these are. As John Mullen said, and this was a good comment. Also, Kimberly Gunn. Let me go to Kim's comment first because this is right on. This wasn't the latest bill. She mentioned 3590, which wasn't the latest, or it was one of the latest, but there's one or two more after that. She said, I don't think the healthcare 3200 is considered relevant, which some of it is relevant because it is the original bill. But let me read a comment. I don't think that H.R. 3200 is considered relevant. The actual past bill, I believe, or may have been even a higher version number than this one, which is H.R. 3590 and newer, call for these type of devices for government tracking purposes only. Well, she didn't say only, but she said government tracking devices. The wording was only inserted into the language of the bill in order to collect data from implantable devices such as pacemakers to track effectiveness of the device to facilitate manufacturer recall notices. It would only be done with consenting patients. It's really for post-market safety, not government tracking. Clarine Gardner went on to say, shout out to Clarine Gardner, always show some love too, and shout out to Kim. She went on to say that she's not sure about all the different names, but it was on the television last year where a woman was implanted with a device or a very small chip that had all of her medical information on it. For some reason, the way it was implanted, it began to irritate under her skin, so she requested to have it removed. Also, research RFID on YouTube. There are people going to clubs where they have an option of paying with cash or getting VIP status by first meeting with the doctor who implants the chip the size of a grain of rice under their skin by injection. Everything they order is paid for by scanning the site of insertion. The chip has all the personal info, demographics, financial info, and et cetera. She's absolutely right when referring to the RFID, and that was the RFID in its individual form, the original form of the device. I mean, you can go back to 1970s with that, where they actually used it on some military companies, some special cooperatives. Kevin Watkins had a website that he wants you guys to check out. He said, it's scary how the conspiracy theorists are being proved to be right today. It is, too. It's called www.spychips.com. I don't know what the site is. We're not speaking for the site. We don't stand behind the site. I don't know what it is, but I think there's some good information on there. Spychips.com, folks. John Mullins, he went on to say, the devices that it's talking about are things like pacemakers, insulin pumps, and the such. Currently, when someone has a medical device such as these installed, there isn't an easy way to track these people down if there's a recall or problems. Safety advocates have been pushing for a national registry for years to protect customers. This has nothing to do with spy chips or any tracking people, just like a list of those, just like a list of who has the special devices installed. So that if there's a problem, they can be reached easier than having to go to the manufacturer, than to a surgeon, and then to the patient. Hey, man, it makes plenty of sense. And I agree with you guys. This is what the healthcare bill was referring to as RFIDs, so far as implantable devices on 3200. But let me enlighten you guys a little bit for 1 second. I got Kevin Daniels, and he's over here beside me with the iPad. I'm jealous. And he's got the iPad right here, flaunting it right here in the studio. And, you know, he's. I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie. What's that movie with Tom Cruise in it? Minority. Yeah, he's doing his Minority Report thing over here, sliding windows with his fingers and all that. Kev, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, P. How you?
I'm good, man. I got no complaints whatsoever, man. I feel great. It's July 3rd. It's not July 4th. My anniversary is July 10th. We're going to get it popping, me and the kids. We're going to drop the kids off at your house, and we're going to drop them off at my grandparents, and we're going somewhere. You know? What do you think about this little discussion that we're having about the healthcare bill, Kevin?
I think that these chips that was referenced to in that healthcare bill, I think it's real, you know, because it's when you look at cell phones, computers, GPS, they're all the same thing. You know, people say that they're not used to track. But if when the police is looking for somebody or the feds are looking for somebody, first thing they do is see if they one of the early things that they do is see if they have a cell phone. They pull up the cell phone number, then they triangulate their position, they pinpoint exactly where they are. There was something a year ago where, like that young lady said, they're testing it out on people where they're putting chips in people's arms that has all of their information just in case they get into a car accident or they get hurt real bad where they, you know, they don't have a wallet on them or any identification. They just scan their arm, and it brings up all their medical history and all of their information. So even though the government says that they're not using this stuff intended for tracking purposes, they're going to do it anyway.
So what you're saying is that, and you know, I've actually seen that on like First 48, you know, where they go straight to the phone records and they start checking the phone records and whatever the phone records, whatever tower it pinged off of, that's when they, you know, they say, well, okay, their last vicinity, they were in this place. So do you think that the healthcare bill actually meant that implantable device when it said that in 3200? Do you think they actually meant what a lot of folks are saying they meant about it?
I kind of agree with both sides of the argument. One side says that they're not using it intentionally to do it. I think that some people's intent was to do it. But for the most part, I think that you know, they, no matter, regardless of what, I think that they will use it to be able to track people at the end of the day. You know, I don't put anything past politicians, just like with George Bush with this, when they was tracking people's phone, what was that thing called? The Patriot Act?
Yeah, the Patriot
Act. That was passed. They said it was utilized. They were implementing it to track terrorists. But come to find out that they were tracking any calls that was coming from international, from those countries, anybody, whether it was armed services or somebody calling their parents. So the government will say one thing, but behind the scenes they're using it differently because they have to track because they need to keep track of data. They need to keep track of statistics on how many people are coming through hospitals with it, so on and so forth. So all of that stuff is going to be stored for information that they're going to utilize at a later date if necessary.
Let me just get into it, man. Is this the mark of the beast? Could this be one of the physical waves of the mark of the beast?
I think so, because when you look at the mark of the beast, what it talks about, and I believe it was Revelation chapter 13, towards the end of the chapter, it talks about utilizing the mark of the beast in order to buy and sell goods. I think that eventually this is a precursor to something that is because, you know, credit cards, cash, all of that stuff is going to be obsolete. You're going to have something in your hand where you just go. And then you wave it over something, and then it scans it, and it automatically deducts from your checking or savings account. If you look at what they're doing with cell phones right now, you can get I think the Apple something. Their cell phone, you can swipe. They're coming up with something
where you wave your cell phone over the thing, and it deducts it from your account.
It's getting smaller and smaller. It's getting more personal and personal. Where it's going to be something in your arm where you just wave that over, you know, like kind of like what's that movie, Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Demolition Man, when everybody had them chips in their arm,
yeah.
And if you don't get the chip in your arm, you're going to be underground. With what's the name? I think I'm going to be underground because you know, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, in order to buy or sell goods or to get any services, you're going to have to. They're going to require you to get something.
When you look at the scripture and you start talking about the mark of the beast, there's a few things that come to mind, Kevin. At one point, the theory was Social Security card. You know, folks were saying that, you know, you can't duck it because if you have a Social Security card, you're pretty much taking the mark of the beast. I mean, we had a whole bunch of ridiculous theories, but here's the thing. All right, if you look at the healthcare bill, we're talking about 32 million people in one month, right? 32 million people. Now, I know that there were adjustments to the healthcare bill. There are several more changes that have been made. But the thing that gets me is not that actual wording. It's what goes on around that wording. And what's going on around that wording is justification. And that's what we're losing. We're not paying attention to. The most important part is actually the healthcare bill itself. We've already taken, in my mind, we've already taken a mark of the beast, in my mind. Paper, cash, is almost no longer acceptable anywhere. You almost have to have a credit card. And here's the part that I look at. I skipped over the old credit cards. Were different. They weren't what we have today. And I did some research on the RFIDs, and I came to find out that in 2003, it cost 50 cents to make these things. It was 50 cents in 2003. Alright, and it first came about in the 70s, really in the 40s, but it really came to play in the 70s, got cut in 73, I think. When they were really relevant, if you apply that time to now, that means they would cost almost 4 cents to make money. Now, the big change in this RFID was actually, and it's a name that I don't say on my show. It's one company that really changed things in the 80s. I think it was 83, 84. That was Walmart. And it started with barcode. Walmart said they wouldn't, well, first they made a big, I want to say a fuss, but you know they made a strong effort to push barcodes and to also push these RFID chips, which were
in things like your clothes, you know, that they just set off the budgets of clothes and things like this is what they're using now. They're using RFID's now. Now, these things are radio frequency, and they can be searched anywhere. Here's what I'm getting at. What's the matter about it? It doesn't matter about an implantable device. You can say no to that all along. The real agenda is this forced structure. It's a bill that has been forced on folks in order for you to get medical treatment if you didn't have insurance. You got to get on a healthcare bill. You got to get on this healthcare plan. Now, in order to get on that plan, they're going to give you a car. They're going to give you a car before you have a driver's license. There's no escape if you look at it from that route. You're talking about 32 people. They're not going to give them a piece of paper. They're going to give them a card and say, you know, without this card, this is your key to your health insurance. You don't have this card, you don't get paid. Probably a photo ID of some sort. It'll be different from what we know as a Medicaid card. Or, yeah, it'll be different from a Medicaid card. This could be something with a picture on it, I'm sure. I don't know what a Medicaid card looks like now. I haven't seen one in years. But before, you could pass them around the hood. My neighbor could go get dental work off me. You know what I mean? So in order to cut that away, they're going to be more sophisticated this time around. So my question to you is, and I'll go to Revelations here in just a second, do you think it could be something like these actual credit cards that we're forced to carry now? Could it be something as simple as that?
I think it can be, but I'm still leaning towards, you know, thinking that it's going to come down to being something like a chip or some type of device. And when you look at cost effectiveness, it'll be least cost effective, you know, instead of, you know, going into a hospital, going into a doctor's office
with cards
or a piece of paper requires more work. If you just have a device in your arm or in your hand
or somewhere on your person where they can just wave a wand over it,
right,
and then it'll have all of your information on there. You know, it makes it much easier. It makes it much more cost effective.
Absolutely.
in the long run. If, you know, you have a company which can mass produce something and they can put the chip in you, and then that's that. You know, instead of having, you know, going about having to get cards and paper, you know, wallets, so on and so forth. So I think that in the long run it will be something along the lines of a chip in your hand or in your arm.
Wow.
It's already being tested.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So right now there's people out there that's walking around with this. We don't even know them. They have everyday lives.
Yeah, in Europe. They actually used it in Europe some time ago where they were using it a lot. And, you know, like Aaron Gardner said, Facebook, something that has been used, it has been proven. And if you look at what this chip can do, I mean, I'm not an advocate for it, but it's safer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, you won't carry cash around. You won't have a card to carry. I mean, you know, I can't see where, like, I can't, it's a bad idea. So I think it would be easier for the federal government to pass it down to the states when they go, hey, your crime rate is going to drop 40% because you don't have to worry about robbery. You don't have to worry about stealing as much because nobody's going to steal somebody's wallet. They're not going to steal somebody's cash. So, I mean, if you look at the overall aspect of this thing, it's great. You know, it's great for society. So I thought that was the way that it was going to be passed down until I read this healthcare bill and some things that were in it. So now I'm convinced that it's coming in two different ways.
If you want to look at where we're headed, you know, look at the high level security government facilities and you look at what the military has.
Wow.
When you look at the GPS,
yeah.
back in the early 80s, the military was running around with GPSs before they even came out for us. So when you look at what they're doing in these high-level security facilities where you got your thumbprint or eye scan in order to get into a building or something like that, if you look at what they're doing, it's just a precursor to what's going to happen with us. Because once it happens to us, that means they got something much more sophisticated, much more advanced. Now, when you look at – let's look at what's going on at A&T, North Carolina A&T. In the state budget that passed in North Carolina, they're basically cutting the agriculture department. And what they're doing is they're putting their money into the nanotechnology. Now, nanotechnology is these chips and things like that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's all the electronics, the sophisticated technology, it all so on and so forth. So that's where we're headed. You know, we're headed in that direction where, you know, people thought that movie Back to the Future was crazy. You know, back in the 80s when they flying cars and the way they looked and things that they were doing. But now we sit in 2011. Some of that stuff they was doing then in that movie is some of the things that's happening now. So if you want to know what's really going on, look at the high-level security government buildings, because that's the direction that we're headed to.
Going to the scripture, Cam. Going to scripture. Revelations 13 and 16. It says, and he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead. Revelations 13 and 17. And no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark, or the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. 13 and 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, meaning 666. Now, is this number, is this the actual number we're going to be looking for? Is it really going to be 666, or is that in theory of a representative number?
It's a representative number. It's not, you know, we're not going to walk around with three sixes on our heads or in our hands or on our wrists or forearm or something like that. That number 666 can be traced back to the book of Ezra, where there was, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name or even say his name. I don't even remember his name, but he was the 666th person to come out of Babylonian captivity. So when you look at that number and in the book of Ezra, and I'm not really a biblical scholar on that 666 thing, but I know that in the book of Ezra, that's where it was referenced to in terms of that number. Right. But the mark of the beast, you know, the first number six represents the number of man. So when you look deeper into that number, which I haven't done, there has to be something biblical there with that number six. But, you know, people say we're going to be walking around with a, like, with them things that they put on cows. The
brand.
Yeah, the brand. We're going to walk around with brands on our forehead. I think that's crazy. People watch too many horror movies, but. I mean, it's going to be some type of device, you know, that's going to be implanted in us, you know, and when people talk about the forehead, when the scripture talks about the forehead, it talks about the mind,
mm-hmm.
and in terms of you know, mind control or something to that degree, you know, and then when it talks about the hand is something that we use every day to pick up, you know, it's what we use to work our labor, whether you're typing on the keyboard. Or you're digging ditches somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the hand, and it's easy to wave somewhere. You know, you wave it over something. You know, so one thing about scripture, you know, people take the scripture.
Literal.
There's a lot of symbolism in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it took in Revelation, in the beginning of the 13th chapter, you know, people think they're going to see a dragon walking around with seven heads. You know, a person walking around with seven heads. There's symbolism in that, which each face or each head will represent something,
sure.
You know, in terms of leadership or something like that. There's a lot of symbolism in the Bible. So that's my interpretation.
He's like, that's my interpretation. I look at just like the driver's license, for example. It's a known fact that driver's license have some sort of chip in them now. And that's supposed to be able to track you.
They got scanners on them. Remember back in the day when the old driver's license they ain't have nothing on it on the back of it. Now when you, I know at least the New York license, I don't even remember what my
North Carolina
also, they got it too.
Right,
so when you go, when the police take it, they don't have to type in the information. They just swipe it like they're doing with a credit card,
yeah.
On the back. So you got that barcode.
Barcode.
Yeah, before it didn't have that. You know, they're making it much more easier. That's why these cops have up-to-date laptops in their car where you can just swipe, where they can swipe it and keep it moving.
It's heavy, man. I mean, it's a lot to take in, Kev. You know, like I don't like to make a lot of assumptions, and you know, like I was saying before, we should definitely research at this healthcare bill and get knee-deep in it, because there have been a lot of revisions. You know, don't get me wrong, there has been a lot of revisions. Frankly, I don't know if it's going to be a device that's actually planted in you like that small microchip, but I can say this. Since these things are, you know, less than 5 cents to make, you got to look at everywhere they're going to be. They're going to be in clothes. They're going to be in your credit. Well, they're already now in some credit cards. Barcoding is everywhere. You know, it's like, it's almost as if you're stuck, unless you eat your own food, okay? Unless you make your own clothes, or you just don't deal with society the same, kind of like how the Mormons live. You know, they bought it. How the Amish live. They live on a barter system within their, within their society. They make things and they sell them to everybody else, but it's only going to be cash. I think, you know, they only take cash, and they use that cash to buy goods that they trade and use to build things on their property. I got to go to a commercial. We're going to come right back. We're going to get into some more details about this Mark of the Beast thing and a little more information about what's going on with these chips. And we're going to talk about Walmart a little bit, man. We got a little information on Walmart, and I never talk about Walmart. For God's sakes, I'm never telling anybody to go to Walmart to do anything, because I don't like any place where you go to and they trick you to thinking that it's cheaper. And you get in there and they rip you off on a lot of other things. So, WMMT, Home of the LRP Radio Show. Hey, look, it's my show, man. You got something to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. I have something to say real quick about Walmart and these Kmart stores and all that. I worked at Kmart for years, man, in the running the produce department, and might get in trouble for saying this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. And you know, when they put something on sale, they lower the price on something else, and then they jack the price on something that goes with that. So you're not really getting any savings. Just wanted to put that out.
There it is, man. Y'all heard it from the horse's mouth, man. Campaign budget for the Frederick Douglass Foundation. We'll be right back.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host, Act Right, my man, holds it down, the purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
Sound Shoe, the number one online music tournament, encompasses 7 different genres, including hip-hop, R&B, country, reggaeton, pop, rock, and gospel. Music artists, log on to soundshoe.com to compete for a chance to have exclusive access to music listeners across the globe. Build relationships with other music artists and music professionals, plus maximize your exposure and gain worldwide attention. Music listeners, log on now to enjoy new music from up-and-coming artists. Then, vote for the songs you like best to ensure that your favorite artist wins. Also, check out the latest in music news. Music execs and producers, scout music talent to find your next big star. Musicians and voters, sign up for SoundChew today. That's www.soundchew.com. SoundChew. Once again, that's www.soundchew.com, the number one online music tournament.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
He might accept it, he might not, I don't know, but I had to let that rock, man. That brought back a nice memory. Nice song. I like that song. Life's a trip and then you die, folks, and then the time's up. Ain't no waking up, so you got to figure out what you want to do in life and what really fuels your fire. WMMG, home of the KIRP Radio Show, www.kirpradioshow.com. Make sure you go on there. Get a T-shirt, folks. Got the T-shirts coming off the shelves pretty fast. For some reason, and I'm talking to my staff out there, I have not even gotten my own. I gave away the T-shirts I got before. I put in a request for 5 T-shirts. I got people waiting on these shirts. I know we got the orders in because I've seen the confirmations. Can I please get my own T-shirt to my staff? Can I at least please get my own T-shirt? Can I get the 5 that I need? Shout out to my people out there, KIRP Radio Show, all my people out there. Birthday Art Y'all Entertainment holding me down. WMMG, everybody who's doing tremendous things to make this show operate and to make this show work. Shout out my peoples down there in South Kakalaki, Spartan Busy, Sparkle City, they call it, Spartanburg, North South Carolina, holding it down for me. My man L Parks over there, a.k.a. EZLP, producer extraordinaire, man, doing some wonderful things. Working out some deals with EZLP. We're trying to make some stuff happen with the actual music site, the music side of the show that we're going to bring on. So you folks, hold on, man. All you independent artists, sending music to WMMG500@gmail.com. Once again, that's WMMG500@gmail.com. Make sure you send your tracks over there, send your music over there. And, you know, we're putting something together. We got a show coming on. We're working with SoundChew. We're working with EZLP, you know, a super producer out of South Carolina. It's going to be some beautiful things for some independent artists out there. It does not matter if it's rap, country, hip-hop, spoken word, whatever it is, as long as it's original, we're going to let it play. We're going to put it out there, and we're just doing this for you. I'm spending my own bucks out of it. It's not sponsored other than EZLP. We're going to sponsor it together. He's going to host the show. And, you know, that's how we're going to do it. It's our way of giving back to some of the kids out there. Hopefully they'll spend more time in the studio going hard, making songs about being gangsters instead of, you know, going out there actually being gangsters or, you know, being the drunk country superstar that's on drugs and kicked his dog because his wife left him and then his dog died and he lost his truck because he blew a tire. So, you know, we're just trying to do some great things out here, man, because, you know, when your time's up, ain't no waking up. There's nothing you can do to change that. There's nothing you can do to fix it once you're dead and gone. So while we're here, we're going to do everything we can do while we're here to make these things happen. Shout out once again to Sonny Johnson over there at FullNegroDialect.com. Check that site out. I guarantee you, if you go on the site and click on one of the players, you will come back with a piece of information that you never know. I guarantee you. I'm making guarantees off other people's stuff. That's how sure I am with it. Guarantees off other people's stuff. I will be one of the spokesmen for FullNegroDialect.com. I'm actually one of the spokesmen right now. Kevin Daniels also, Sonny Johnson, and Dewey the Don. Look him up on Facebook. Look him up on YouTube. This kid is crazy talented. Dewey the Don, I love his style. I love his flow, his delivery, his pitch. Everything about him seems to be extraordinary. He's a very intelligent young man. He's trying to do some positive things. I had the liberty to speak to him on a conference call last week with a few other friends of mine and business associates of mine as well. And I got to hear his passion. I got to hear what he stands for. And I really was impressed by, you know, what he was saying, especially at the age. You know, he's in his early 20s, man. So, you know, most people in their early 20s right now are really wilding out. You know, they're on their own agenda, so this guy really has something on his mind. Check him out on YouTube. Look up Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, Duh, D-A, Don, D-O-N. Check him out. I'm sure you'll hear some music on there. It's for all you hip-hop fans. Even if you don't like hip-hop, check him out anyway, man. Give it a chance. Today's a new day, folks. Today's a day where we got to be unconventional about what we do. We got to be real about what we do. We got to put 100% of it all into what we do. And, I know I kind of, when I posted the thing on Facebook about, you know, the Mark of the Beast and HR 3200, the Health Reform 3200, I know I didn't go over the new legislation and, you know, the new things that were introduced in that bill, but I thought it was interesting the way they worded it. And I believe now, you know, this is just me. Now, I believe that the only reason it was changed partially is because some people outright about it. Some people cried about it. States like Wisconsin, shout out to Marlon Snyder, man, Democrat out of Wisconsin. he introduced a bill, it's called House Bill 290, and it passed on both sides with flying colors. No one agreed against it. I don't think anyone voted against it, where it made it illegal to require an individual to have a microchip implant. Now, this was a strategic move against the healthcare reform from another Democrat. Okay, and this is not even the only one. So Martin Snyder, shout out to Martin Snyder, family member of the multi-billionaire Snyder truck lines over there, Snyder Van Lines, I think the name of the company is. So, you know, he did a great thing, man, when he imposed his stuff against that, you know, against that bill. So, you know, people are making strategic moves against this healthcare reform, folks. That's my point in what I was trying to make. Okay, I knew about 3590. It was a 3620, I believe. There's a 37 something, 3780, I believe, or 3782 or something of that order that really never made it through. So, you know, slowly but surely there are different things that they're trying to change about the healthcare reform. But mainly you're talking about 32 million people and $940 billion. That's the main thing that I'm talking about, and that's the main problem that I have. The implantable devices, we already have them. You got AFDC cards, you got driver's licenses, the department stores are using them, the military's been using them, the vets have been using them in animals. What about your phones, your computers? Everything has barcodes. They're out there, okay? If they want to give it to us, we got it already. You know, one thing that I tell people, and I was speaking somewhere and I was asking some folks this, I said, what happens if, and I really want you to apply this, because a lot of people easily say, hey, you know, Kevin, a lot of people say, I'm not going to get it. When it's time for me to get it, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to stand for the Lord. What if you don't know? You understand what I'm saying? And when you realize what you got, now here's what your test will be. It's not going to be that easy to just say, I'm not going to get it because I stand for God. I believe how it's going to happen is it's going to be sneakily, you know, it's going to be introduced to you almost as a secret, kind of like with the driver's license and things like that. So once you get it and you're used to living with it, will you give it up to live? I think that's going to be the main question about what's going on. Will you give it up will you give up your driver's license? Would you give up your credit card? Would you give up your debit card? If you went to work tomorrow, and this is to all the folks out there, if I want you to ask yourself seriously, because this has happened and you haven't even realized it. When you go to work tomorrow and your boss says, hey, we're not using checks anymore, there's a lot of companies not using checks anymore. I know my company's not. Bridgestone's not using checks anymore at all, America's or Japan. You got a choice of using this card, or getting your paper mail, your check's going to be mailed to you the following week. Or you don't have that option at all, either in direct deposit or use this card. So it's going to be introduced to you folks in a way almost like a secret, if you will. And I think it's going to be something that we're all going to take, grab hold of, something that we're all going to deal with, something that we're all going to use perhaps. But once you realize what's going on and the things that's going to follow these things that we're using, will you give it up then? And frankly, I don't think a lot of people will give it up then. And folks, there is where your faith is going to come into play. That's when it's going to get hard. When you can't drive your car anymore, because guess what? They got these devices out there. They're going to know every time you move your car. They can tell you now. So you're not going to be able to get your car. You might get away with it for a little while. Excuse me. But if you can't drive your car and you can't use your driver's license, are you going to get up there?
I think that, for one, you know, you said something about testing. I think there's a lot of people, you know, Christian and non-Christians, that say that they're not going to get it. And I think that's a lot of tough talk, because the government is going to, you're going to have to get it one way or another. They're going to basically squeeze you out,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't get it. You're not going to be able to, like it said in Revelation 13, you can't buy no goods. You can't do nothing.
That's right.
Unless you get this mark. And also, you know, it's kind of like a job. When there's certain stipulations that a job will put in the application with the, you know, with the code of conduct or policies or something in the manual or handbook, where you might not agree with it, but in order for you to get the job, you're going to have to sign on that line and you're going to have to adhere to that policy. It's going to be the same thing where, you know, if you do not get it, you're going to be forced to do something. And you know, we're not at that extreme in the Bible. You know, like there was that these guys that made that series, Left Behind series.
Yeah.
Where if you don't get the, you know, you're going to have an option. If you don't get the mark, they're going to kill you.
Nah, the scripture don't say it's that easy.
Exactly.
The scripture don't talk about it like that.
Exactly. You know, now, what if somebody came up to an individual? I want everybody to think about this for their own personal self. I know for me, it'll be a hard choice. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit up here and say, no, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to sit up here and say, yeah, I'm going to do it. But I would have to give it some serious thought. Because if somebody comes up to me and says, Kevin, if you do not get this chip, you, your wife, and your son won't be able to eat. Y'all won't be able to buy groceries. You won't be able to put gas in your car. You won't be able to pay your bills. Wow. You won't be able to work.
Yeah.
Unless you get this chip in your hand. What am I going to do? Am I going to say no? And that's going to impact my family, where my wife and my son won't be able to eat unless I do something.
Yeah.
Or unless they don't do it. That's why I say, you know, a lot of people, you'll hear a lot of Christians and non-Christians say that they won't do it. And me personally, I think that's, it's easy to say now. But when you're faced with that situation, what in the world are you going to do?
Well, Kevin, what if your job, I mean, even hitting a little bit, right? What if your job just says, listen, we're not going to pass out checks anymore. You got to get this thing, this card here, in order to get your check, in order for you to get paid. So you going to take it or you going to quit?
You're going to take it, because if you don't take it, you're going to get fired. Every job now has an at-will statement where they can fire you for any reason. You not taking this, you being what is it called? You not listening, or you something.
Oh, insubordinate.
Yeah, insubordinate.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be on the unemployment line. And you know how hard it is to get a job these days.
Yes, sir.
And I've been in the unemployment court and the hearings and all of that stuff. What's gonna happen is the government is gonna start squeezing companies and businesses that do not make their employees get certain things. And like with churches, for example, you know, people talk about separation of church and state. For one, I think that's a bunch of nonsense, because where's the separation when if a church wants to open, they have to go to the government to get certain licenses and
right.
and certain they have to get certain approval from the city, state, and the federal government in order to open. So there's no separation. But the churches, in order for them to keep their 501c3 tax exempt status, there's certain things they can and cannot say across the pulpit. If they say something they're not supposed to say across the pulpit,
taking it away,
or if they endorse a candidate in the political primary or any election, they will lose it.
Sure.
That's the same thing that's going to happen with companies, business, and people. It's going to be simple. Listen, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. Like in the healthcare bill, a lot of, you know, this might not be a lot of money, but the people there that don't have jobs, or that are underemployed, you know, making or living in poverty, they're working part-time jobs. $75 is a lot of money.
Sure.
So if you do not get – when the health care bill goes into effect in 2014, if you do not get health care, you will be fined $75. Yeah. That is real.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's you're going to be forced to do it. If you don't do it, there's going to be consequences to pay.
And consequences that determines your livelihood. Consequences that says how you're going to eat tomorrow, how your kid's going to go to school, how you're going to drive. It's not going to be as easy as you think, folks. The scripture doesn't say it's going to be that easy. We got to get to a point where we are informed about things and where we are totally, totally independent, so we don't have to depend on the government for anything. It sounds crazy. It sounds like it's just reckless talk, but this is all I have for you. I mean, this is it. This is where we are today. Everybody is on the same systems. Computers are at an all-time high. What happens when there aren't any books and the books are all on computer? And it's almost like that now in a sense, okay? So we're definitely headed that way. There's a such thing called the Paperwork Reduction Act that's been in act for, I don't know, maybe 10 years now, 8 to 10 years now. And that alone lets you know that we're really not trying to use paper anymore for anything. So once you're dependent on a computer for everything and anything, and it goes down, then what do you do? And do you know how to do it?
And even with the computers, you know, when we talk about putting, you know, chips in your hand for tracking and things like that, me and you could sit right here on two separate computers. So I could bring my personal computer and you have your personal computer.
Yeah.
We can both pull up the same website. More often than not, we will both, on the same website, if we go to Yahoo or Google or something like that,
yeah,
we'll both have different advertisements that pop up on our screen.
Absolutely.
Because what they're doing is they're tracking. They're tracking the websites that you visit on your personal computer.
Yeah.
And that, what those sites that you get, those are the type of advertisements you'll get.
Yeah.
So there's people that'll get, I might get advertisement for, I don't know, cars or something, and you might get a different advertisement for houses. But you know, they're tracking everything. There's companies out there that track your clicks. Exactly. So if they're doing it now, you know, what makes us think that they're not going to do it? A lot of people are not utilizing Google anymore, because Google, which the CEO of Google sits on one of the president's advisory boards, where Google is storing everybody's information. Google is utilizing that information in a way that helps the government. So if we don't think that these things are going to happen, if we sit here and be, I'm put out there, if we be so naive to sit here and think that these people, just because they say one thing and they're not going to do another, let me tell y'all something. These politicians, whether it's the president or Congress, state house, whatever it is, they're not in control. They're not going to tell the CIA what to do. The CIA has been there before these people got elected, and the CIA will be there well after these people got elected. The National Security Agency, the intelligence agencies, FBI, all of them, they've been doing this for a long time. They're going to continue to do it. That's why the president and his budget, he has a budget that he don't even know where it go. He don't even know what it is. He just has to sign off on it, because this game is bigger than him. And in the sake of national security, which they're going to say it is, for our protection, they're going to overrule him any day of the week, or Congress.
Always. And these are the cards that we're dealt, and this is what happens when you're not informed. You lose. You're already at a point where you can't do what you want to do anyway. But when you're not informed about things that are going on right in front of your face, you're at more of a disadvantage, because you're totally clueless, absolutely totally clueless. We cannot be totally clueless, folks. We got to take it upon ourselves to learn things that we don't give a darn about, that we just don't care about, that we feel like is just not important to me, and we need to start learning these things. I know a lot of people don't like politics, but you better pay attention, and especially nowadays, really, truly better pay attention to what's going on right there in your own community, up to your state, up to the federal government. You better pay attention to what's going on, because it's not pretty, and it's not for you. It's not for you at all. Just on the premise of this, just remember this from early in the show, and we're going to close the show in about 7 minutes, but just remember this from early in the show. We're going to spend $940 billion on healthcare for 32 million people. That's the estimated amount, right? Now, that's just the people that's accounted for. What about the people who aren't accounted for? What about the folks who are going to lose their jobs because the jobless rate keeps increasing? We haven't taken account for any of those folks. Or what happens if the stock market crashes again? Somehow they're trying to tell us, or they have told us, that we're going to save $143 billion off of the $940 we spent. So we got to spend $940 billion to save $143 billion. I don't understand those numbers, man, and I know Matt pretty damn well. I don't get those numbers. I don't know where they get it from. I don't see how they get it. But they throw it out there, and we run with it, because what? You're a Democrat, so you're happy the Democrat said it. You're a Republican, so you're happy the Republican said it. Listen, you got to be independent on your own thought and use a calculator and understand 2 + 2 = 4. Don't let somebody tell you it equals 5. Got to go to a commercial, the last commercial of the night. It's only going to be 2. Shout out to my people, FullNegroDialect.com. Also give a special shout out to my man Joe, Speako Joe. What's up, baby? Speako Joe's in the studio with us tonight, baby, sitting on the couch. Came through real quick. I appreciate you coming through, Joe, man. Sorry about the security up there when you went inside. Had you sitting out there for a while. It's all good, man. They just trying to protect our interests and trying to hold us. Just want to let you guys know, 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism. One of every 110 children are born today is diagnosed with autism. If you have questions and need support, we can help. The Autism Society of North Carolina, 1-800-442-2762. 1-800-442-2762. www.autismsociety-nc.org.
To listen to the KLRP Radio Show. Pull up off the chain, I might need to go. Between his watch and his chain, I like this. No, fuck I'm talking about.
Sound Shoe, the number one online music tournament, encompasses seven different genres, including hip-hop, R&B, country, reggae, reggaeton, pop, rock, and gospel. Music artists, log on to soundshoe.com to compete for a chance to have exclusive access to music listeners across the globe. Build relationships with other music artists and music professionals, plus maximize your exposure and gain worldwide attention. Music listeners, log on now to enjoy new music from up-and-coming artists, then vote for the songs you like best to ensure that your favorite artist wins. Also, check out the latest in music news. Music execs and producers, scout music talent to find your next big star. Musicians and voters, sign up for SoundChew today. That's www.soundchew.com. SoundChew. Once again, that's www.soundchew.com, the number one online music tournament.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host, Act Right, my man, holds it down for purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
Radio show. That time to go. I don't know. I can't sing, but I can write. Ask Usher Raymond. Anyway, listen, it's been a few shows. Gotta give a special shout out to my girl, Sunny Johnson, out there. Now, shout out to everybody else, Star, no doubt. Shout out to everybody else who listened to the show. You are all B.I.D. in my book. If you didn't listen to the show, just log back on the website. You can be part of it, www.krpradioshow. Get you a t-shirt off the show, man. $9.99. You can't beat that quality shirt. You know, show some love, man. Let us know. You know, keep sharing it with your folks and the ratings to see the time. Not forward them, but they work on it. You know, it's all good, though. Ratings to see the time. I appreciate that. We're over 155 right now. Kind of sticking around that 155, 155,000. But hey. 155,000 listening, and I love it. It is what it is. I gotta keep telling people to come on to the show and listen, because in a minute I'm gonna be forced to go to a network that I don't want to go to. Alright, you don't want to do that. Right now I gotta keep on XM coming out the pocket. It is what it is. If you want to get a commercial on the site, man, hit us up. WMFG500@gmail.com. Or just hit me up on Facebook, or you can give us a call at 212-222. It's 213-223-6187. If you want a commercial done, hit us up. 213-222-6187. KRPLA, they take care of the commercial. Might get me in. Hold the route to my phone also, and I will answer. I don't have a problem with that at all. So shout out to all the listeners out there.
All you small businesses out there, hit me up for the commercial. I tell you what, hit me up for the commercial in the month of July, $15. We got you for the whole month, man. $15 for a commercial. We got you for the whole month. We'll produce it. Now, if you want something, you know, one of them crazy commercials where you want to talk yourself, you want to do this and that, it might cost you a little more. I don't know, but $15, we got you. KRRPRadioShow.com. Get your T-shirt. Make sure you sign up for Love for Life. We still got the event coming. Special B.I.G. shout-out to my man, Act Right. And an even bigger special shout-out to my girl, Katrina Watkins, PurelyPoetic.com. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m., they get it in. We get it in. Coffee shop online. You know what? I'm done talking, man. I gave my shout-out to all my people wide awake. Shout-out to my cousin, Travis. One love. You home, baby. We're going to keep you here. We're going to do some wonderful things. And soon, folks, soon I'm going to have three candidates on the show, three brand-new candidates on the show. I'm going to have two people that's going to make an announcement on the show. How about that? Soon to come. Not going to tell you who they are. I'm not going to tell you where they are. But I'm leaving. Kevin Dames got the horn. I'm going to let him close the show, give his shouts out. Kev, it's on you, baby.
Yeah. Give a big shout out to Sonny Johnson. What's going on, Star? I know you out there listening.
Shout out.
Holding it down, doing what you do. FND, Full Negro Dialect. In the building, give a shout out, man, to my family, man. Always. I'm home for the week, man. I'm home alone. Feel like what's his name, Kevin from Home Alone. I don't know what to do with myself, but I'm gonna close out this way, man. This show here is big for a number of reasons, man. The most important thing, man, is that he's educating people. You know, like all the numbers he was throwing out, the topics that we was talking about today. It's all about information, man. For the lack of knowledge, my people perish. It says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what the book of Hosea chapter 4 says. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Homegirl that comes on with the talking about the money management.
Charlotte.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Stretchingyourbudget.com.
It's all about education. If we don't know what's going on, if we don't educate ourselves about what's going on, we will continue to be in the dark. We will be worse off. Our lives, our personal situations, the people around us, our communities will continue to get worse and worse and worse. But once we educate ourselves, we'll be able to educate someone else, and then we'll be able to improve the conditions in our communities and in our families. But one love. I enjoyed myself. Had a good time with you, P, as always.
No doubt. Thanks for coming through, Kev.
One.
Yo, man, they ain't even got no K-Hill over here, man.
We don't play no K-Hill.
Yo, what do you mean they ain't got no K-Hill?
And I told y'all for the last time, we don't play no hip-hop around here. Get out of here.
Can you tell by a fingerprint? Can you interpret his dreams from his DNA? Can forensics define his purpose? Does it make you nervous? You know that only one right wisdom this way. When you discover by paternity test that MC with God's his chest, hellacious delivery, spitballs relentlessly, tell me if you're ready to uncover his identity.
Hell, Picasso, let's go. The boy seemed so humble when he came in the game. Leaked a couple of jammies, now he got him a name. Produced a couple of locals, so too much ain't changed. And that's what they say about me. Well, oh my, now he's a self-proclaimed legend still stuck in the mud. And we accept him cause he represents even us in the hood. But God forbid he ever gets to be successful, that's what they say about me. Well, how does a fail taste? How does the bottom fail? I've been a witness to both, the definition of hell. I started from the low, climbed to the top, and still persevere with adversaries throwing rocks. Uphill battle, no pun intended. They know the kid's been an issue since Sean was sentenced, and your nine still glisten. Since you bought that used black axe, stunting like you Alpha when your rims was renting. I've been here. With longevity like Methuselah, got nothing to prove to you, really. I pay my tithes and my dues to you sluggers. Kill me, I've been food to you buzzers. Now it's time that the shop closed when I ran like
fools. Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I got the shine. Now throw your hands.